Pecos Bill and Slewfoot Sue, A Tall Texas Tale. Now, Pecos Bill had a way with women. No doubt he had dozens of wives during his time, but his one true love was Slewfoot Sue. She was his first wife, and she could ride almost as good as Bill himself. Bill first saw Slewfoot Sue riding a catfish down the Rio Grande. She was riding, standing up and holding on with only one hand so she could just take pot shots at the clouds with her six-shooter, and was making a right pretty pattern, too. Bill just went head over heels for her, proposed on the spot. They were married the next day. Sue was dressed in one of them white jobs with the large hoops. Looked plumb beautiful. Right after they were married, Sue insisted Bill prove how much he loved her by letting her ride his horse, Widowmaker. Bill couldn't talk her out of it, so Sue climbed on that great devil of a horse, and, well, Widowmaker bulked like a manic, just as you'd expect. Sue was thrown off, clear up to the clouds. Luckily, she was still wearing her springy hoop. When she hit the ground, she just bounced up again. But we all soon realized she couldn't stop bouncing. She bounced so high she kept hitting her head on the moon. She was crying and crying buckets of tears and throwing kisses to her new husband, but even he couldn't stop her bouncing. We waited 3 days and 4 nights. Finally, even Bill realized that she was going to starve to death before she stopped bouncing, so he had to shoot her. It was a crying shame. Well, time heals wounds, and Bill finally got married again and again and again. But I'm telling you, he never felt the same about another woman as he felt about his first wife, Slewfoot Sue.